USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not unexpected, but now it's official. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing fellow Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together and build a better, fairer world for our children.
That from the video Pelosi posted online today. It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines. And there are several other states that are loosening their restrictions as well. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A police officer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana is dead. Another still fighting for his life as police say a murder suspect shot the two yesterday as they were searching for him. And in Arizona, the search is on for a suspect accused of shooting a cop in the Phoenix suburb of Chandler. That officer has been released from a hospital. We told you earlier that there are a lot of states starting to reopen despite the continuing pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will likely begin to reopen the economy in certain areas after May 15th. With precautions.
All that progress we made by flattening that curve, we could lose that in a matter of days if we're not careful.
Tyson Foods, the meat processing giant, says there could be a shortage of its pork, beef, and chicken products as it's closing its plants because of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another victim of a mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart has died as Guillermo Garcia had been in the ICU after getting shot several times back last August. His death raises the death toll from the shooting to 23, the suspected gunman accused of targeting Latinos at that Walmart store. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is ready to get back on the job after recovering from COVID-19. The 55-year-old returned to No. 10 Downing Street last evening after spending 2 weeks at his country residence, and he had been in an ICU in a hospital for a while before that. And the White House says President Trump spoke with Johnson by phone just a couple of days ago, and the two agreed they would work together to continue to combat the spread of the coronavirus. They also discussed pursuit of a new U.S.-British trade deal, according to White House spokesman. And Willie Nelson is giving back amid the coronavirus crisis, the singer signing some face masks made by a Houston resident that will now be auctioned off. And Nelson's granddaughter actually came up with the idea so that the profits can go towards buying more materials to then make more of the masks. Each mask starts at a bid of $200, the ones that Willie signs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.